A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon, it's Dr. Nsenga Burton. Welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. Today, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about AI, also known as artificial intelligence. I need you to know that AI is wrong a lot. I know a lot of people are just basing their whole lives around it. They are working with different AI products to develop all kinds of things, whether it's business plans, you know, essays, dissertations, which is alarming, but dissertations, all kinds of things. And I'm not one of those people who's anti-technology or anti-AI. I think AI has a very good place in society and can be used responsibly. I think it can be used responsibly if people want to be responsible with it. But there are also challenges that can come about. I need people to understand, or I need people to know, that AI actually learns from us. It is not the other way around. Just like, you know, with this government, we're in the upside down. People keep acting like we work for 47 when 47 works for us. Same thing with AI. AI doesn't know anything without you, your brain power, your information, whatever knowledge that you have. That is what AI learns, it studies, and it mimics. All right. So please don't overly rely on AI. It can be a tool. It doesn't have to be everything. Because what you'll find out is it's wrong a lot. And it's wrong a lot, especially when it comes to topics about disenfranchised groups, historically disenfranchised groups. I'm not making this up. There are tons of studies. I wouldn't say tons, but there are a lot of studies about it. There's been a lot of discussion about just the limitations of new media and technology. And, you know, you can read about it. So there's been the whole thing with, you know, technological devices not being able to see Black people, melanated people, or they don't see our handprints or our fingerprints or things of that nature. But there's also an inability to find verified information on issues that are important to us because we have been historically disenfranchised and erased from history in a very systematic way. And so I need you to know that you need to be mindful of information that you take in, especially about people of color, women, disenfranchised populations, LGBTQIAA populations. You'll be surprised. And an exercise I give my students that I'm going to give to you today that I want you to do is every once in a while, just go in and just ask a question about something you know a lot of, like a person, and see what comes up. I guarantee you a lot of that information will be wrong or out of context or misconstrued or just blatant misinformation. All right. So when you do that enough times and you get enough errors, you understand that this technology is still being developed and it is far from perfect. And it can cause you harm in the sense that, let's say you write a paper and you include information that you find in some AI chat box and they don't know what they're talking about. You're going to flunk, right? Not only maybe for plagiarism, if you just cut and paste it, but also because the information is incorrect. All right. So do your own research. There's a reason why we have vetted people who know how to vet materials. I know there's we're living in an anti-intellectual age. People hate smart people, people who think critically, who are informed. Oh my goodness, you know the truth about something, or this has been the grand narrative. The grand narrative is a story that you just keep telling yourself, like Columbus discovered America, even though he died in the West Indies. Like, you know, such that if you say it enough, it'll make it true. And then somebody comes back and says, well, actually, you know, his ships made it, but he didn't actually make it because of such and such. Or whatever. And it's like, oh my God, you're trying to undermine democracy. No. It's just that we want to have factual information so that people understand the world in which they live in, right? And they actually have good information about the world that they live in. And not only grand narratives that are informed by and reflective of the ruling class, those who are in power, right? That doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't mean you're trying to undermine anything. It just means that you're trying to get the truth. And for populations that have been historically disenfranchised, I'm Black, I'm a woman in the academy, the information has been so limited for so long that now that it's coming, becoming available due to this same type of technology, which is the good part, it's scaring people, right? Because they're like, oh my gosh, I learned, you know, that this person invented that. I learned that this was because of that. And oh my God, it was a black person who did it. It was a black woman who did it. It was a gay person who did it. You know, it was a native person who did it. You know, all of these things. It's like, oh my gosh, what is happening, right? And so that's what you're saying with this anti-intellectualism, which has been going on from a couple of centuries in the United States, but is really coming to a head right now with the firing of people who are supposed to be protected so that they can actually teach you things that you need to know. So I'm here to tell you that you need to know that you have a brain and that you should use it. You were doing okay before AI came about. You'll do okay if AI goes away. AI is imperfect, although it is a great tool in many ways. So I wouldn't say, I'm not one of those people who's like, no, never, never. I am saying, think about it, use it, play around with it. And you too can see that it is not perfect, just like we are imperfect. All right. And it is learning from you. So you already have the information that you are seeking, and you're actually able to go get the information that you are seeking if you want to do it. All right. So I need you to know that you know stuff too. And I need you to know AI is wrong a lot. And you need to let them know whenever they get it wrong, notify whomever, and let them know that they are incorrect about your history, or they're incorrect about this person's legacy, or they're incorrect about this relationship between these two people, whatever it is, let them know that they are wrong. So that we can continue to have good information available to us. But use your brain. You have what it takes. The robots are studying you. That is problematic. But they don't have any information without your information. Without your brain, they don't have anything. All right. So thank you for tuning in today. I want you to join me next week, or I guess in 2026. Join me next year. For Need to Know after our media fast. Make sure you tune into a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Chris and Tony. Make sure you tune into my Best of 2025, which Tony is putting together right now, and will be available to you. So that'll keep you company until I get back in 2026. So tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast. Have a wonderful holiday season if I don't see you again. And I will see you in 2026. But remember, you don't really need AI. AI needs you. So do your own research. Okay, that's it. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.